Welcome to Your Life Reset, a Virta Health podcast where bold stories meet breakthrough ideas. From massive weight loss wins to exploring the latest research, discover what's possible when science meets real life.
Hey there, listeners. I'm Teresa Link, and this is Your Life Reset. Today's episode is all about what's possible when you take the first step and keep going. I'm thrilled to be joined today by Kim O'Mara. She has lost over 85 pounds, but she's gained something more: confidence, energy, and a renewed sense of possibility. This conversation is real, unfiltered, and full of encouragement for anyone just starting out or needing a reminder of how far they've come. Let's jump in. Well, Kim, welcome and happy Friday. I am so glad that you're here to join me on our podcast.
Me too. I've been looking forward to it. It's exciting.
I've been looking so forward to getting to chat with you today. We're going to dive into your journey to better metabolic health. So, you know, now you are a total low carb pro at this point. But let's rewind a bit. Why don't you tell us about how your journey started before you started making these changes?
I tried every diet in the world, Weight Watchers, Atkins, all the different things. Weight was out of control. Eating was out of control. Through work, we changed insurances, and I get this email from my insurance says, hey, we're going to offer you this free program, and we're going to send you all this free stuff. You want to try it? No carbs, no sugar. Mm-mm. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, this is an opportunity to try something new. And there's accountability, which at 61, I shouldn't need, but I do. I have all the tools that I
need. We all need it, regardless of age.
Yeah, but having that coach accountability, knowing when I get on that scale every day, it reports into someone. I can't get on one day and go, oh, I think I won't report today. You know, having that accountability, it's been an amazing journey for me.
So you mentioned that your weight was out of control. What did you have any other health struggles that, you know, made you want to make a change?
Taking more medications that I wanted. I was in the top of the pre-diabetic range at a 6.3 A1C, knowing that I was crossing that threshold into medications and things I didn't want. My blood pressure was high. My cholesterol was high. And I felt like every time I went to the doctor, it was, this was this. Here's more medication. Everything hurt. I just felt like I had all these aches and pains. And I thought, I'm not old enough to feel it's old. So I felt like my life was kind of spiraling.
Did your doctor talk to you at all about lifestyle changes?
Always.
Okay.
And I went, mm-hmm. My last doctor was a functional medicine doctor. And last course of action for her was to try some of the shots that are out there. I wasn't really to that point that I wanted to try that yet, but you know, they all recommended more exercise, eating better, you know, all the things. And it all sounded great until I had to put it into practice, but nobody was following up with me. Nobody was monitoring. So
right.
I tended to be really good for about 5 hours. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, this isn't so much fun, you know? And I live alone with the dog. And so it's just me fixing food. So I go home and just eat cereal for dinner or, you know, things that I shouldn't. And it just was easy. And once you get to a certain weight point, it's like, oh, there's so much to lose. It's going to take forever. And the motivation is hard. Staying motivated is hard.
Yeah, I can relate. You know, I've honestly been dieting since I was 20. I'm not dieting now, but I've embraced a low carb lifestyle for quite some time. But I had been on just about everything that you had mentioned. I grew up overweight and, you know, really started to try to diet all the time. But I was so hungry all the time, right? I just felt like I was starving. I would get hypoglycemic, so my blood sugar would drop. And then what I would do, eat like a box of Zingers, you know, and for people that don't know what those are.
Oh, yeah.
They come in that like their little Debbie or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember. And they've got like cream filled and the chocolate on the top, and they'd probably last 1,000 years. But I would just have like a half a box of that because, oh my gosh, I was just so hungry. And I just like, yeah, I was like, I need something now. I'm not going to fix myself some, a salad. I'm just going to go after this right here. So, and then you're just, you like this vicious cycle. It's this vicious cycle. So it's, you know, the motivation and the accountability are both important, but also finding a plan that helps you feel good is really important.
I found that I wasn't even always I wasn't even always hungry. It was just boredom.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. I would stop and get a king size Reese cup and eat it on the way home from the gas station to my house because I just had a craving for sugar. I wasn't hungry necessarily, you know, it's just really bad habits.
When you first started cutting back on your carbs, you know, what were the foods that you really struggled to give up? Like, how did you survive without bread and pasta?
Bread. Well, I'm gluten-free. So gluten-free bread isn't all that great. So bread wasn't hard. Potatoes, sweet potatoes, pasta. And even with pasta, I had to use gluten-free pasta, which is some of our aren't bad, but wasn't fabulous. So it was more the breads and or the potatoes that was really hard because I would say for dinner, I'm going to have mashed potatoes and then figure out what went with it. It was the first dish as opposed to meat or vegetables. The potato was the first dish.
Gotcha. Yep. That makes a lot of sense. Have you just sort of made peace with not having potatoes or have you found like something that you have in place of that?
I've really kind of made peace with it. I tried the rice cauliflower. It's okay on those rare occasions when I really, really need something. I find that when I eat like I'm supposed to and I eat the fats and I eat the meats, the proteins, I'm not hungry. I don't have those cravings. I don't have getting the sugar out of my system and getting over that addiction to that sugar. I don't have the munchies like I used to. So, you know, I've been able to find things. I don't want to say that substitute for potatoes, but that, you know, take care of it and I'm happy and that I don't miss them like I thought I would every once in a while. But I also got to a point where like at Thanksgiving, I had a very small scoop of mashed potatoes and that was enough.
Yeah. You get to have that special thing on those special occasions. And that's great. That's great. And then you say, oh, I have that. And some people can do that. Other people, it triggers more and more cravings. And I think the important thing is knowing who you are and what you can what you can handle. Yeah.
It's a change in mindset. It's a mind over matter for me. It's knowing what I can have and what I can't have. And as the weight started coming off and the clothes started getting too big and the smaller clothes started fitting, what's worth it?
Right.
You know, where's that balance? And so that's been helpful too, I think.
Yeah. And what's at stake too, right? You know, you were in so much pain, not just the weight, but in pain, taking more and more medications, you know, on the brink of new ones. A1C was, you know, almost in the diabetes range. So there's things at stake, right?
Yeah.
There's things
absolutely.
That can return. And that's also a great motivator.
Yeah. And I've got kids that I want to, my oldest travels a lot. I love traveling with her. My youngest lives here in town with me and my grandchildren. And I don't want to tell Oliver, grandma's legs hurt. She doesn't want to go out and play. I want to go out and play in the yard with them and do those things. You know, I want to do all the things they like to do. And if I feel bad, I can't.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting rid of that extra weight has made me definitely feel better.
When did you have this moment where you thought, oh, wow, this is actually working? And what was that? What was that kind of like?
You know, the weight was coming off. The clothes were getting smaller. But I think I was walking the dog one day and the sun was behind me and I saw my shadow. And I was like, that's me. And I could see a difference in my shadow. It was amazing to just look at that. And because I don't see myself the way other people see me, right? Because I see you look in the mirror and I struggle with seeing thin. And when I lost weight before, all I ever saw was less fat. And so I really tried to struggle with staying out of that mindset and getting to a point of being able to see less fat but thinner, you know, but I don't notice it. And so when I saw my shadow for the first time, I paid attention. All of a sudden, there was this difference, and it was pretty amazing. I mean, it was just, I was kind of like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you walk, I've heard some members say they, you know, they're walking past a building that, you know, they see the reflection and they're like, oh, wait a second. That's, hold on, who's that person? That can't be me. Yeah.
I see it more in pictures and stuff too now than I before, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kim, let's talk real life. Okay. Nobody is perfect. Nobody eats perfectly 100% of the time. You know, sometimes you have that spoonful of mashed potatoes or maybe that spoonful of Ben and Jerry's and that turns into, you know, half a pint. Not speaking from personal experience at all or anything like that. So what do you do when this type of thing happens or what might you recommend others do when this type of things happens, you know, or this type of thing happens to just, you know, avoid beating yourself up? If you had a friend that did this, what would you tell them?
Next meal, you start over. My kids, everybody was in town this past weekend and they wanted to go for ice cream. And my win was I had ice cream. I had a kitty cup instead of a double scoop cone. To me, that was success because before I would have eaten, you know, a whole great big bowl and I had just a little bitty kid size. So even though it was sugar, even though it was ice cream, to me, that was a success. So you have to find the wins. I ate one Reese cup instead of five. You know, find that place where you did better than you would have before and celebrate that as a win instead of a loss of, oh, I ate sugar.
Right.
Does that kind of make sense? I ate a little bit of mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving instead of half a plate. So I still had my potatoes that I loved, but it didn't consume the meal. So I try to find the wins even in the slips, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, you know, outside the numbers, Kim, what, you know, weight loss, better blood sugar, things like that. What's changed in your everyday life? You know, more energy, less brain fog, better sleep, things like that. You know, what has that ripple effect been like for you?
I have an annoying amount of energy. I mean, I go home at night and I immediately make dinner because I want to eat early, feed the dog. And then I sit down, I'm like, I'm going to go clean the bathroom. I'm going to mop the floor. And all of a sudden, it's like, I have all this energy, which is unusual. I love it, but sometimes it's annoying. I just want to sit down and relax. And my body's like, no, we got to go do all these things. Shopping, I can now buy clothes in any store, which is still blows my mind. That I can walk into a Gap or something like that and buy a pair of jeans. So that's fun. I think one of the biggest moments for me, so I have a group of girls from high school and we still get together for dinner on the regular. And we went out to dinner in January because I'm gluten-free. They always make me pick the restaurant. So I've got to a point where when we go, I pre-look at the menu. I decide what I'm going to have. But I went and we went to a steakhouse. So I had a steak and a vegetable and a salad. And they are having loaded baked potatoes and dessert. And it's okay. And when I left there, I remember getting in the car thinking, I'm full and not stuffed. But I had the most amazing time with my friends. It became about the time and not about the food. And that was a very big mind shift for me because, you know, you go to a restaurant, it's like, oh, what am I going to get? And oh, you got this and it looks so great. But we laughed and we told stories and we talked about whose kids were getting married and who was doing what. And I just remember thinking that was the priority of the evening versus what I was choosing to eat. And that was a big, big mind shift change moment for me, I think.
For sure. That's another kind of, wow, this is working.
Yes.
Type of moment. If I'd have to point one out, another one for you. Well, Kim, your journey has been amazing. You've got really great tips and it's not over, right? It's every day is a new day to make the choices that work best for your body. And this is, you know, this is lifelong. I'm so glad you're able to share this with us. And now we're going to move on to something I call the hot seat. So this is where I do rapid fire questions. Some are related to your health journey. Some are totally unrelated. So I want to start with, what's your favorite low carb dessert?
Okay, so I take Greek yogurt, zero carb protein powder, and skinny syrup, tart chocolate, and make a pudding out of it. And it is, I have it for lunch and sometimes after dinner, pretty much every day.
Oh, I do something kind of similar. I'll do full-fat Greek yogurt and a couple of, you know, like a tablespoon of cream cheese, and add some erythritol or whatever, you know, whatever you want to use. Mix it all up and have it with some sugar-free Jell-O. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Oh, that does sound good. It's chocolatey, it's flavored, it's pudding-esque, mm-hmm. and so it feels like something, and I use a baby spoon because I get more bites that go away.
And I
take a tasaga to eat it. So so slowing it down and just really enjoying it. But yeah, that makes me incredibly happy.
All right, your favorite drink.
So I drink a ton of water. I put flavors in it, but I did find an alcoholic drink that my oldest daughter actually suggested, which is just vodka with soda water and lime and zero carbs. And I try to not, unless I have a protein drink, try not to drink my carbs. So that seems to work well too on the rare occasion that I want something like that.
Yeah. And if you go somewhere, everybody has it. You can always order it anywhere you're at.
Vodka, soda water, and a lime. Does get any easier.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for sharing. Favorite music?
Right now, really into musicals. I do community theater as a hobby. And while I don't sing, I love musicals. So I'm very much into Wicked right now and waiting for November 21st when the next movie comes out. So that's been on my playlist pretty much right now.
So last rapid fire hot seat question. If you had a billboard in Times Square, what would it say?
A couple different things I would make it say that I have to rotate. One of them I'm going to steal from Nike. Just do it. What do you have to lose other than everything? You know, if you don't lose the weight, you lose your health. So what are you waiting for? Now's the time. What? It works. It works. And I can say that having tried everything in the world, it works.
So you gave us several different options there, which I think, you know, we call you up. We have a big picture of Kim. And one of your go-tos, I really like the first one you said, what do you have to lose except everything? Oh, my
everything.
Gosh.
Wow. If you do everything, you lose the weight. Great. If you don't lose the weight, you lose your health. I mean, you have everything to lose and everything to gain by taking better care of yourself. So
incredibly wise words to end our episode on today. So, Kim, it has been such a joy to get to talk to you.
Thank
you for being such a for being such an advocate. And for being supportive of our members, for joining me today, sharing your story. It was lovely talking to you. I'm glad we had some laughs as well and got to share some of your favorite things.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for getting this all put together and letting me share my story. It's, you know, we encourage other people because it's not easy, but it's doable.
Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing that billboard.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. And if you'd like to regain control of your metabolic health and feel like yourself again, check us out at virta.com. That's VIRTA.com. Your Life Reset is for informational purposes only and shouldn't be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Contact your provider if you suspect you have a medical problem. I'll chat with you all again soon. Until then, stay inspired, my friends.